Wings pilot.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Can We Add Arnie? Much like haircuts, we make you look good.
Ooh.
Yeah, haven't had one in about 2 years.
No, neither have I, actually.
Both long hair boys over here.
I have been thinking about getting a bit of a trim lately.
Yeah, me too.
There's something about, you get labelled when you have long hair. Have you noticed that?
Like, I'm just sick of people throwing things at me.
Why?
Well, because I look homeless. Oh. I keep sleeping at the front of their businesses. That's a personal choice.
I hate it that people want to sell me trench coats.
Yeah, that's true. But that's only because you keep streaking so much.
And going off.
Have we got the tool for you? Now, Corey Sutton, I am Alan Aldworth, and we are about to add Arnie to another movie as we have done successfully 70 plus times in a row.
Will this be episode 71?
That is correct. 71.
Nice.
Nice. Nice. Nice. Two off 69. Nice. Nice. It's a very serious podcast. And today's movie, we're doing Catch Me If You Can.
Yeah, the Steven Spielberg directed film about the con man Frank William Abagnale Jr.
Yeah, he seems like a bit of a douche in real life.
Well, yeah, if you haven't seen it, it's fantastic. He's basically, he runs away from home.
Yeah.
He's a con kid.
Yep.
And he builds a life being con cashing checks that are fake.
That's it.
I mean, based off the real Frank Abagnale Jr. story that he wrote, although many of the details in that autobiography are exaggerated or disputed.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
Go figure.
In particular, it's probably the bar.
Did he pass the bar?
I was like, when I started Googling it, like people literally, the number one question was like, did he actually pass the bar?
Pass the bar.
And everyone was like, no, he did not pass the bar. Because they're trying to make him seem like he was a genius.
So what you're telling me is that a con man conned us into thinking that he conned
passed
everybody.
The Yeah, con man cons.
Conception.
What a
Wait
twist.
Wait a minute, that's a different thing.
The movie does rate, but people love it.
Oh, yeah, I do too. 96% critics, 89% audience. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I haven't seen it properly, I don't think, all the way through, ever. So I was sitting there enjoying the ride and had a good time.
It does have TV movie energy, though.
It's big TV movie energy. It feels like a rush job.
Like a Saturday night.
Feels like, because Spielberg directed it, right?
He did,
It feels like it was like in between a Jurassic Park or something. You know what I mean? Like where it's just kind of like, I've got this big project. He's like, I'll just do something fun and quick.
It actually took him 52 days, which is apparently very quick.
Very quick.
In the grand scheme of films.
A lot of charm. Leonardo DiCaprio is very charming in this.
Actually, I think my understanding is this movie kind of put him on the more serious kind of film trajectory in Hollywood. Prior to that, he was just a teenage heartthrob.
Well, Romeo and Juliet was like, it was just cutie patootie. And then, I guess this is probably, I mean, when you work with Spielberg, all of a sudden, that's a bit of credit, right?
I would imagine so.
I imagine so as well. Now, where are we going to add Arnie? Actually, let's get a character before we do that. Drawing out all the random suggestions people are sending through. Going to go with this one. Joe Rogan fan who thinks he's a scientist. Because Joe Rogan thinks he is a scientist.
Yeah. But the fan thinks... Does the fan think that Joe Rogan's the scientist, or does the fan think that the fan himself is a scientist?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think the fan thinks that Joe Rogan is a scientist.
Yeah, okay.
I like the idea of him being ashamed to admit where he gets like his quotes from. Like his research is all from Joe
Rogan.
It's all
just old podcasts.
Really loves elk meat.
You ever tried DMT?
Man, I haven't listened to that podcast. Like I listened to it when it first started. And I haven't listened to it since. I don't even know what it sounds like, Joe Rogan. My algorithm does not give me that, thank God.
All I can think of is when he says, pull that up for me, Jamie. He tells his producer to pull up things on the screen.
We should get one of those.
A producer and a screen?
Screen, producer, and a Joe Rogan.
Okay, well, we'll start small.
Put it on the list.
We'll start small. We'll start with the Joe Rogan.
Yes, please.
Boom, got him.
First scene that I want to do is I want Arnie as a pilot figuring out his deal. Because we see one scene when Leonardo DiCaprio finally has the courage to actually get on a plane to, you know, because the past he's just kind of cashing checks and doing that sort of stuff. He goes, I'm finally going to get on a plane. He has no idea what he's doing. And it's clearly obvious. The flight attendant pulls the chair out for him so he can sit in the cabin with the pilots. It's obvious he doesn't know what he's doing. Also, just quickly, like all these things he did before the age of 21, like you need years of experience.
Yeah.
And somehow he looks older than he is. But how much older does he look?
I don't fully understand the whole age, how it worked in the film. Like when he admits to the girl in the film that he's like 17 instead of 28.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, this girl's dumb.
Yeah, she is dumb. Is that Amy Adams?
Yeah, yeah. She's from the South, though.
Very Southern. So let's do that. Let's do the scene. Arnie is the pilot, just trying to figure things out with our mate Frank,
yeah,
impersonating a pilot. Arnie be the pilot in this one, I reckon, because we love Arnie as a pilot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Knock, knock, Captain.
Yeah, 1 second. Yep, okay, so you just leave him park over there when you come over here. And if we, okay, come in, come in, come in, yes.
Hello, Captain.
Oh, hello. Hey, how are you?
Yeah. I have a guest for you today.
Oh,
he's
cool.
Your deadhead for this flight.
Oh, deadhead. Fun phrase.
Please meet Captain Frank.
Oh, hey, Captain Frank, you look very young. Grab a seat there. We're about to take off. So,
thank you.
Are you nervous? What's up with you?
You'd be nervous too if you lost your captain's hat on the first day of the job.
I would never, ever, look at me. I would never lose my captain's hat on the first day of my job. Second day, maybe. Just rousing you a little bit. Bit of fun, yeah. Sit down,
Captain,
sit down.
Would you like a drink before flight?
Well, it is the 60s, so give me a bourbon cocktail, baby.
I'll be right that for Captain. And for you, Frank, I'll have a glass of milk. A
glass of milk? That's interesting. Well, I'm not going to acknowledge that right now, but... Glass of milk, huh?
It just reminds me of home, you know?
Okay, cool. Where's home?
New York.
Oh, okay. I could hear from the accent, I suppose. It's coming through now. Well, tell me a little bit more about yourself. How long have you been up in the sky, pal?
I've been hopping lily pads for the last couple of weeks as I'm trying to earn my stripes, and then eventually probably going to take over one of these bad boys in a couple of weeks' time.
That all checks out. That's all classic things that we say. Works for me. Talk me through your favorite flighting route. Where do you love to fly?
Well, you know, big Pan Am guy. I'm looking forward to doing a bit of, Florida to,
yeah, yeah,
to Cuba.
To where?
Cuba.
Cuba, of course, the accent. You're saying Cuba?
I'm saying Cuba.
Oh, Cuba.
Yeah, Cuba.
Cuba. It's not a Cuba. It's a Cuba.
Sorry,
is that a joke? That whiskey?
Hello, Captain.
Thank you.
I'm afraid we're all out of milk. Sorry, Frank.
Yeah, Frank. Milk. Have a drink like a real man.
That's all right. That's
okay. This is the 60s. I'm allowed to bully you about not drinking.
No? Go easy on him, Captain.
Okay, Cindy. You little minx. I'll see you later. Tell all the passengers to fasten up. We're going to get going, okay?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your head hostess speaking.
She's so good at this.
Welcome aboard Plan Am Flight.
She's so good. Listen to the way she nails this pronunciation of everything.
We're going to be taking off in about 5 minutes.
No, now, okay, yep. All right, that's all right. She can continue. Yep, she's wrong. We're literally ready to go.
Just to let you know that we are out of milk.
Not really worth mentioning over the loudspeaker, but okay, yep.
And I'd now like to introduce you to our pilot, Captain Bill.
Okay, it's Bob. We've been working together for years, but yep, okay, yep, okay, okay. Yep, anything else?
Over to you, Bob.
You don't want to do the safety or anything?
And then, I'm trying to work out, am I meant to be learning from you, or...
You were meant to learn from me. Absolutely. I'm the best there is.
Okay.
Yeah, don't learn from Cindy.
I mean, she's a hostess. I'm here to just... It's not like it's my first flight or anything.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it at all. You going to put your seatbelt on there, sir?
Where is it? It's
just over there, where they always are.
Oh, that was a test.
For who?
I was testing you.
Oh, okay. Did I pass?
Yeah, you passed.
Sick. That's pretty much how he would have charmed his way out of that one, I reckon.
Yeah. I think Arnie as a pilot is my favorite thing that we do.
Because he's so big, and just seeing him in a cockpit would just be funny to us. Like, just like his big, like, muscles. I think I need to see that.
Yeah.
Next scene I want to do, so there's this moment where Tom Hanks's character is like Carl. He's like on the...
Hanratty.
One more time?
Qual Hanratty.
Okay, perfect. He's like trying... He's on the toes of him. He's basically like figured out that like this guy, Frank, is scamming everyone. And then they have this interaction, and so they know each other. And Frank rings up Hank at Christmas.
Yeah, and they start like a Christmas Day relationship.
Yeah, and it's like they're trying to, it's like you kind of figure out like, why is he ringing him? And then, yeah.
Because he's lonely.
Because he's lonely. That's one of the themes of the movie, that despite all this cheekiness he does, he's a lonely little boy.
Yeah.
So I think we should do that.
Sounds great. Arnie is...
as Frank, as Leonardo DiCaprio's perfect character. Yeah.
All right.
I'm just thinking, who will I be? Should I be Arnie again? Do you want to be Frank? What do you want to do?
I was going to be Frank as Arnie.
Frank as Arnie? Perfect. All right. How'd you pass the bar? All right, I'm ready. Bring me again.
Bring. Bring.
One second. All right, let me get this.
Bring.
Hello, this is Carl.
Carl, it's me. Frank. Abagnale. Abagnale.
Oh, I know all your aliases.
Junior.
Weird how most of your aliases is just your last name spelt a little differently, but yeah, I know your aliases. Frank, what can I do for you?
Merry Christmas. It's Christmas.
I am hunting you down across the country. You're telling me you're ringing me right now for Christmas?
I just wanted to say hi.
Hi.
And how you doing?
I'm up to my neck in paperwork trying to chase you. You've been all over the world. I'm looking at your receipts right here. You've been in Italy. You've been in France.
Have you never been?
No, I'm on the FBI. I got no money for things like that.
Oh, you should go. It's really nice. Paris. Oh,
I don't earn enough money. I don't steal it like some people I'm talking to.
Hey, no. It's a victimless crime.
Can I ask you a question?
Of course you can.
How are you doing it?
Doing what?
It says here that you've been a pilot. We know that already. You've been being a doctor. Is that right?
I've been a doctor. Uh-huh. I've been a pilot. A lawyer.
A lawyer. That leads me to my first question. How'd you pass the bar?
Oh, that's a long and delicate story.
I hope one day you get to tell me it. Have you got anything for Christmas?
What, are you, like presents? Like, have I got anything?
Yeah, does anyone get you any presents?
No, I'm not going to give you names. You don't need names. If I give you names, you know where I am.
Okay. Well, what about just, what did you get?
Also, my wife, Betty, got me this. I mean...
A wife, Betty. No, writing it wife?
No.
Is that B-E-T-T-Y or I-E on the end there?
This is not double T. Double,
cool.
No, honey. Honey.
Yes?
We're divorcing.
Okay. I'm okay with it.
Goodbye. Betty is out of my life. I'm moving on. I'm going to get a new job. I'm thinking of running Congress. Actually, no, that's too public. Now that I think about it, probably something more high profile paying.
Have you thought about the FBI?
No. I hear the pay's bad.
It's pretty bad.
I'm thinking
of
getting into podcasting.
Okay.
I hear it's a pretty lucrative industry.
Where did you hear that from?
I heard it from a good friend of mine.
Okay.
He's here with me now, actually.
Yeah.
I
you guys talking about podcasting?
We are, Carl. Yeah. I want you to meet...
Yeah.
I want you to meet my little friend, Pedro.
Yeah, I'm Pedro. Yeah, and I love podcasting. Well, one podcast in particular, and that's Can We Add Arnie? I love that podcast so much. All right, bye.
No, get back here.
Well, that seemed kind of pointless. What was he here for?
He was meant to tell you about the Joe Rogan podcast.
Oh, you're talking about Joe Rogan podcast? That's my second favorite podcast.
Yeah. Tell Carl.
Yeah, I love that.
Tell Carl about...
Did you know that elk meat, if you eat it, it makes you stronger? I heard it from a scientist.
See what I'm talking about, Carl?
Yeah. You know UFC is actually good for your mental health?
Good for men and mental health.
If you get punched in the head numerous times, it's actually good for your strength.
So, resilience,
I heard that
Carl.
From a scientist, I think. So,
get punched in the head a bit. You get resilient.
I've been punched 48 times and I'm like the smartest person I know, so you know it's pretty good.
Pedro, yeah. I don't think we should hang out anymore.
Are we gonna divorce as well, like you did with Betty? Because she's very upset.
You can have her.
Oh, cool. Yeah, all right. Betty, you know how to cook elk meat?
I'll learn.
Sick. All right, I'm gonna get going. All right.
Anyway,
you're gonna come back to the party, by the way?
No party.
What, are you having a party over there?
No, there's no party, Carl.
I thought you were ringing me because you're lonely.
I'm having a Christmas party, but these people don't know me like you do, Carl.
I thought I knew you pretty well, man.
Okay, Pedro. We know your name's not even Pedro.
Yeah, that's true. I'm a con man.
He's a what?
Wait, you're telling me I've been conned?
I think so.
He's just left.
Now that I think about it, elk meat's not good for you at all.
Carl, anyway, I just wanted to say... Merry Christmas.
I'm going to go back to being alone now.
Oh.
Bye-bye. Oh, quick question. How'd you pass the bar?
How'd you pass the bear?
How'd you pass the bear?
It's funny watching this movie where Tom Hanks' accent is actually like perfect and so good. At least to me, an Australian who has no idea how American accents are.
Is it a New Yorker, yeah? Is that his accent?
I think so. I don't know. But he's good. His accent's consistent. It's good. Unlike Elvis, where he has that weird choice that he goes with.
Never saw it.
Oh, really?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Lucky. next scene that we should probably do. Christopher Walken is in this movie.
Two mice fell into a bucket of cream. One mouse
and then what happens?
Quickly drowned, while the other mouse, it ran so hard, it turned that cream into butter. I've lost the accent.
It's a hard accent.
It'll come back.
He's hoping. I want to do a Christopher Walken scene. It'd be rude not to in a, you know, improv podcast.
Mm.
So I would like to do, because we hear, like, and we don't see the scene, but Christopher Walken, Frank's dad, dies.
Yeah, falls down a flight of stairs and breaks his neck.
Yeah, but we don't see it on camera, I guess. I know why. But I want to see that scene. So I would like to do that scene, please.
Where does Arnie fit into this scene?
Well, I'd like to do this at a shopping center, so I'm sure it will randomly, he'll randomly pop in. But let's have Crystal Walken's death, finally, people can see it, falling downstairs.
Oh, it's been another busy day.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm trying to repair this escalator.
Yeah. Hey, there, businessman. Oh, hello. How are you?
I'm not a businessman. Oh. Can't you see my overalls and my smutty, dirty face?
Well, to anyone, they could be in a business. I think I've lost the accent too.
Can't you see I'm trying to fix this escalator?
Oh, I see the problem. Oh, God, we're going back to Tom Hanks. Wait, let me get in the character. This watch up your ass. Okay, I'm in there. Okay. Hey, how are you?
I'm good. We still...
Repair man. I couldn't help but notice you watch something. And by watch something, you should watch this watch that I dropped.
Why are you giving me a watch?
Is this what was jammed in the escalator?
Oh, it kind of looks like it was jammed in the escalator.
Yeah. And what about this? Did you drop something?
Oh, it's a bucket of cream. No, I didn't. I did not definitely not drop a bucket of cream.
Oh, well, let me tell you a story.
Oh, please do.
There's two mice.
Yeah, what about them?
Yeah, they both fall into a bucket of cream.
No.
Yeah.
Why?
The first mouse, he gives up. Oh, stops swimming.
No.
Drowns.
Oh, no.
Dead mouse.
Does this story get better? I hate bad endings.
Second mouse.
Oh, there's, of course there's two.
He bumps his little legs.
Oh, yes, he does.
He bumps them.
Yes.
He works hard.
Yes, he does.
Like my favorite band.
Like?
The Foo Fighters.
Yes, he fights.
And you know what he does with the cream?
What does he do to that
Turns
cream?
It into butter.
No.
And then he eats all the butter.
You're kidding me.
And has a heart attack.
Oh, wait, no. I
gotta
said...
go.
Wait, no, whoa. No, whoa. No, don't fall down the stairs. Whoa. The story's not finished.
Wowie, wow.
As the man fell down the escalator,
wow.
I happened to fix it at that exact moment.
Wow.
So the stairs are going up, but the man is falling down. He's in a constant, perpetual falling motion downstairs.
I'm falling. Help me. I'm falling.
And nothing can be done to stop him.
The end. So dumb. Another scene. I would like to do. So one thing that's in this movie that's kind of one of the themes is that the FBI, this particular department, like fraud and...
Yeah, check fraud.
It's like not a very well-funded department of the FBI. They kind of like, anyone that works there, it's kind of they've done something wrong in their career, essentially. And it's very funny, that theme of it. I would like to do the scene where we see Carl, he's trying to like do a like lecture about what's going on and nothing's working. The projector can't work.
Fails,
and it's like, yeah, to show how poor it is. So like the tech doesn't work. Nothing's working. It just kind of shows how poor this department is. I would like to do Carl trying to do the presentation and everything's failing on him. And then Arnie is the tech guy having to try and fix this.
Yeah,
remembering
great.
That this division of the FBI is just not high on anyone's list of importance.
Yeah. All right. Great. All right, everybody, gather in. Hold on, let me get my accent.
It's hard, right?
Carl Hanratty.
Ask me if I passed the bar.
Did you pass the bar?
There we go.
All right, everybody, gather in. Gather in.
Well, 1 second. I'm getting the rest of the guys. They're still eating the sandwich out there, okay? Come on, boys.
Hey,
come
put
on.
That sandwich down.
We're not eating sandwiches.
I'm talking here.
Oh, my God. He's talking. Okay. All
everybody
right.
In.
Oh, my God.
All right. And some of you haven't met me. My name's Detective Hanratty. Carl Hanratty.
We know who you are. You're a bit of a joke around here. Are you right, boys?
Why am I a joke?
Because
why?
Nobody cares about bank fraud.
Everybody cares about bank fraud.
All right, whatever. All right, what is the reason?
Have you ever given your wife a check?
All the time. Got to pay bills somehow.
Have you ever wondered if she's paying that money to somebody else?
Is she?
That's called check fraud.
Oh, my God.
See, it affects everybody. Look to your left.
Yes.
Now look to your right.
Yes.
Both of those people have used a check in their life.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's all of us.
Everybody okay. In this room.
All right. Well, what have you got to show us then? All right. What's the meaning
so
of this?
So today I prepared a slideshow that we're all going to go through.
Up here on the projector?
On this projector here.
You want me to turn that
on
for
you? So I want
you
to turn that on.
Let me turn it on. It's not turning on.
Have you flicked the switch at the back?
Yeah, of course I flipped the switch
at
the back.
Well, have a look again.
Wait, let me try and adjust the... I'm going to get tech support.
No, hold on.
Hey, Rob, you busy? You want to come in here and help us out? Rob, we got an issue with the projector. I'm going, once I'm busy. 1 second, okay?
No, let me deal with this. Is he saying he's busy?
Yeah, he's okay. Saying he's busy.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah?
Get your ass in here.
Oh, my God, okay. What's the issue, Carl?
So, basically, we're trying to do a presentation on checking fraud.
Oh, my God. This is about checking fraud?
Yeah. And
you know what I'm doing out there?
What are you doing out there?
I'm currently fixing up the whiteboard because they're putting up a bunch of homicides that have happened over the last few weeks. And they're laying them all out. And it's pretty important, you know?
What do you mean? What are you trying to say here, Rob?
Is that, I don't know, your little presentation about, what is it again, check fraud?
Check fraud.
Let me check to see if it's actually relevant compared to what everyone else is doing out there. Let me look. I was just helping them out, the triple homicide. They're trying to stop a serial killer. Over here, they're currently stopping a world war. That's pretty interesting, right? Yeah. We got spies, commies over here. They're trying to figure that out as well. Interrogation over here to stop a race war. But what did you say again?
I said check fraud.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me just fix your projector. It's so important.
So anyway,
did you try flicking the thing at the back?
Yeah, I tried flicking.
Yeah, I flicked the thing at the back. I gotta flick. Which one did you flick? There's three things back here.
We flicked all of them.
I did all of them. Yeah, I just did. I just
look.
Flicked
I just
them
to circle back, Rob. You're kind of making a bit of a mockery of what we do in check fraud.
I don't think I am, to be honest with you.
Okay, let me put it this way. Look to your left.
Okay, yes.
Now look to your right.
One dipshit. Okay, yep. Another dipshit. Yep, cool. I see two dipshits.
Both of those dipshits will be
affected. Don't call me a dipshit, eh?
Shut up.
Okay, I'm a dipshit.
Both of those dipshits will be affected by checking fraud in their life.
How are they going to be affected? Is it going to come out of their accounts, or is it just big banks?
Well, I'm just saying it could
come out
of... Are
you just there to help big banks?
No, we're not here to help big banks.
It feels like you're just here to help big banks. They're the ones that are getting hurt, right?
Okay, let me put this into language you might understand.
Okay.
See, clearly, you don't think we're more important than, say, murderer out there.
Sorry,
clearly you don't think we're more important than murder.
Murder. Yeah, okay, yes.
Or, you know.
You know, you got a weird accent.
Or world war.
God, I hope I earn more than you. I really hope I earn more than you.
Rob, can you just fix the projector?
Oh, yeah, it's easy. Just flick this one.
I knew it was going to be that easy. You two dipshits.
So simple. Hey, we're not dipshit. I flicked all the things. You just kept turning it on and off, you idiot. You got to wait a half a second.
That's
it's not hard.
I'm going to deal with this now once and for all. Rob, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself who?
No.
Go fuck yourself you.
There, he got me.
Caught you, got dipshits. I'm out of here. And so concludes another episode of Can We Add Arnie?
Oh, man, it's so hard to sustain
a
Tom Hanks New York accent.
Any impression that I do, as Ethan from Noise Pilot has pointed out, I come in hot, I'm very committed at the start, and very quickly I just turn back into me.
From greatness to Alan.
It'd be like five lines. It's like, yeah, and then it's like, it's me.
Well, thank you very much for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Can We Add Arnie?
Yes, if you liked it, please share, tell all your friends. You can leave comments on Spotify and share to your mates, even message us, let us know that you're enjoying it.
We actually got a bit of fan mail the other day.
We did.
For the episode 69.
Yes.
Nice.
Nice.
The Fifty Shades of Grey episode.
Yeah, it sounded like they really enjoyed it.
Yeah, so shout out to you.
Yep.
I forgot their name.
Scott.
Scott. Scott?
Yep.
Sorry that this episode wasn't as sensual.
I tried.
Anyway, goodbye.
Bye.